All right. Good evening, Grace Point. Anybody else out there? Welcome to Thursday night Bible teaching. We are going to do a pivot. We left off in 1 Corinthians 15. We almost got done with it. I may go back to that. We'll see how that works out. But we're going to pivot. The church is doing grace groups, a form of life group, and we're studying discipleship. And we're using a book called Multiply, and we're participating in what is called a Multiply Movement. And it's really about discipleship. So for the people that can't make these grace groups, I'm going to go ahead and teach through this book and try to get through the whole book, do 10 to 12 minute lessons based out of the book. If you don't go to Grace Point, this would be good. If you're going to Grace Point and you live too far away, or maybe you work at night, this would be a substitute. Now, if you're a Grace Pointer and you can get to a grace group, we're strongly encouraging it because it's not just about information. There's a lot of sharing in the grace group, a lot of conversation. It's really more of a facilitation. The teacher is more of a facilitator, and everyone should be sharing, so it's better. Plus, there's fellowship in the group. But this is just for the person that can't make a grace group or maybe had to miss one and needs the information. So, Father, thank you for the grace groups. Thank you for, we got five of them, Lord. We're grateful for that. Just pray you prosper the grace groups. You prosper the lesson, Lord. And bless me, Lord, as I teach. Let your spirit be upon me, Lord, and work through me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Multiply Movement. There's a book by Francis Chan, and it's called Multiply. And I'm going to be going through it. So if you want to buy a copy of that book, that'd be awesome. You can buy a copy on Amazon. It's called Multiply. Francis Chan, and I believe it, David Platt is also involved in it. Or you can go to the Multiply Movement website, multiplymovement.com, and you can print out a copy of the book for free. There's a PDF, almost like on the front page. You just scroll down a little bit and boom, hit the PDF, and you can print out a book if you don't have the funds to buy one. So let's just break into the lesson. So the first section is called Living as a Disciple Maker. And so the first question that I want to ask you is, what is a disciple? What do you think? I'd encourage you to put this on pause, go get a pen, and write down what you think. I'm asking you out there listening, what do you think a disciple is? Write it down, and let's see how your definition matches the course's definition. 2,000 years ago, Jesus walked up to a handful of men and women and said, "Follow me." Now, imagine being one of those original disciples, those original, the 12 disciples who became apostles. They say these guys were between the age of like 16 and 27. Maybe Peter was the oldest or something. They say they were just young men. And here's this guy. Now, he had a reputation already. He was doing miracles, and he had a reputation, but he walks up to them after praying all night. He walks up to them, and he starts choosing 12 men, 12 people to follow him. Can you imagine being one of those disciples? Do you think they had any idea of what was going to happen in their life by following Jesus? What do you think? I imagine that they didn't have a clue what was going to happen. They were waiting for the Messiah, but in their culture and in their day, they thought the Messiah would be a king, and they thought he would reign. He would conquer the Romans, and you can see by the text where they wanted to be on his right hand and left hand when he came in power. They thought that he was going to be established as a king. So they had a completely different picture of Jesus' mission and Jesus' assignment. In their mind, their idea was completely different than Jesus' idea and what he was trying to establish. But they eagerly followed him. He identified them, and they followed him. You can imagine everything that they went through, and they never seemed to want to quit following Jesus. There was something about Jesus that attracted them, and we know that before it was all over, these guys turned the known world upside down. Think about this. There were 12 original followers, and now Christianity is the number one belief system in the whole world. I guess Islam is catching up to it, but the Islamic faith. But Christianity is the number one belief system in the whole world. There are more professing Christians than any other belief system in the world. It all started from this itinerant preacher, this rabbi, who was non-credentialed, by the way. He never went through any formal system of training. He was totally non-credentialed. He starts pulling disciples, and from these 12 guys, the biggest belief system in the whole world has resulted, which is Christianity. So I'm going to ask you, what does it mean to be a disciple? As you will discover, the answer is fairly simple, and it really is fairly simple, but it can change your whole life to become a disciple. The word disciple really means like a mentor or an apprentice. You're being taught by somebody, and I really like that, a mentor or an apprentice. You know, take someone that's a bricklayer. I was a brick hotter in college, and people just don't start laying brick. Normally, you start out as a hotter. You carry brick and you carry mud, the concrete, wet mud, to the bricklayer. And slowly over time, you learn a little bit about it. And one of the bricklayers may have you do this or that. And I knew a guy that he started practicing. He wanted to become a bricklayer, so he started practicing. Then he'd go down and hot a little bit. Then he'd come up, and eventually the owner of the business paid him a very low wage, but he let him start setting bricks. But he was training. Another guy was teaching him everything he knew about bricklaying. He was his disciple. And that's exactly what Jesus was doing. He was the mentor, or the one that was training apprentice. When Jesus called his first disciples, they may not have understood what he was calling them to, but they literally were going to impact the whole known world. I love this scripture in Luke 6:40. It says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher." So that's the goal of a mentor, is to make you fully like your teacher. Now, here's a question, and I really love this. What would you do if somebody said they were following Jesus and they came to believe in him, but they said they didn't have to be like Christ? A follower who doesn't follow, how does that make any sense? Many people in the church have decided to take the name of Christ and nothing else. This would be like Jesus walking up to his first disciples and saying, "Hey, would you guys mind identifying yourself with me in some way? Don't worry. I don't actually care if you do anything or if you change your lifestyle. I'm just looking for people who are willing to say they believe in me and they call themselves Christians." Seriously? Come on. Was that what Jesus was trying to do? Sometimes this grace message, that's how it's taught. Now, other people have more sense than to teach it that way. But I have heard it taught. I have heard preachers say, it doesn't matter what you do. I've actually heard preachers say that. You're saved by grace through faith. It doesn't matter what you do. Now, you may open the door to the devil and he may attack you, but as far as God's concerned, it doesn't matter what you do. Really? Where do you get that in the Bible? Where does it say anywhere in the Bible, it doesn't matter what you do? Paul didn't say it. Peter didn't say it. James didn't say it. And Jesus never said it. Not one disciple or apostle of Jesus ever said, it doesn't matter what you do. You're saved by grace. That's all that really matters. Now, you may open the door to the devil, but it doesn't matter. Now, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Jesus didn't save you so you could just call yourself a Christian but not change your life and transform your life. I think that's pretty simple and easy to understand. Brian, how much time have we gone? We've gone 10. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up today's teaching. And that's all. I'm going to give a short teaching. We're going to go through this a little bit at a time. And I'm going to wrap it up. I want to ask you a question. Up to this point in your life, would you call yourself a follower of Jesus Christ? Why do you say that? Why do you say, if you say, yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus, why do you say you're a follower? Do you see evidence of your faith? And read that Luke 6:40 again, where it says, anyone that follows a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Read that. Are you like Jesus, or are you becoming like Jesus? Are you a follower? Write it down. Write down your answer, and we'll pick up there next week.